the tomboy brunch. I'm a tomboy. I'm a tomboy. The tomboy brunch. I'm a tomboy.
Because ladies love sports too.
I'm a tomboy.
Everybody, what's up, and welcome to another edition of the Tomboy Brunch. We are in the house, and today is a very special Thanksgiving / I'm back because my arm was hurting episode, and I'm doing it with my besties, my homegirls, my sisters. The first one you may know, Tammy, a.k.a. Tamara, a.k.a. Mom, a.k.a. Taj. What's happening?
What's popping and locking, my sister? Happy Thanksgiving and soon to be Christmas. And let's not forget New Year's, word up.
Okay, okay.
You like that intro,
okay.
Right?
Right, right. And we're still waiting on your slow friend to call in. But
well, look at God.
Mona's
and
out.
What won't she do it?
She's a... And she will, so that's where we go. But no, but before she gets in, because Mona is always the first to say, I'm not that into sports. So before she gets in, how is your household right now with Ohio State going up against Michigan? What is it like? Wait, hold on. And for those of you who don't know, up on the rock, who Taj George is married to, it is none other than the Ohio State Buckeye legend, Eddie George. So what's it like in the Ohio State household?
Well, let me just say, I went to Belmont University, so although I love Ohio State, my allegiance is to the Belmont Bruins, but we don't have a football team, so I roll with the Buckeyes, and I have no choice in this house because everyone in here rolls with the Buckeyes as well, especially my 11-year-old son, who will actually kidnap your kids and put them in the dungeon if you don't say O-H-I-O. So I say all I like to say, we've been up since 8 a.m. I was told to make breakfast. I made some awesome cheese grits with some turkey sausage, and egg white omelets, and got the boys ready because they need to be full. Yes, yes, they need to be full and full of energy to cheer on and pummel the, I can't even say their name because it's against the law in this house, that team up north. And
that team up north,
yeah,
that's
so
right.
That team up north, yes. And you can't even use the letter M in this house. Eric won't even say, if your name starts with an M, he'll, like Michelle, he'll say Ishell.
So what's he been calling you?
He calls me boo, or he'll tap me. He won't even say it. It's just me. He's hilarious, so yeah.
But every week...
Okay, so every week we have to take this picture. Well, I wasn't finished. You asked me about my experience, and it's a long one. You know how it is in this house. Every week we have to take a picture for Sweethearts because Eddie has some kind of endorsement deal with Sweethearts where we have to take a family picture in our jerseys every weekend for them to post. Well, today it was almost like a kamikaze in this house because one of Eric's little friends had been spending the night for the last two nights, and he had the nerve while eating my eggs to say he's going for Michigan. And Eric flipped the jersey off of him, took the egg from him, and told him he had to get out.
Oh, my, Eric and his little passionate self, which I believe
the boy
that,
is
but let
seven.
Me tell you, I, oh, damn, Eric. That's my baby, though. But look, you know, I have been up to, well, I'm going to call it Michigan week, with during Michigan week. I've been up there with him, and I have never seen. I grew up in Texas, which UT, Texas football, you know, is big like it is in Ohio. But I have never seen, I mean, literally on the buildings, if there is an M in the name, Coach Meyer, they're for this week are calling him Coach Urban Iyer. I'm like, it's bananas. The hotels we stayed at, everything. It's so, it was cool too because the city gets behind it. I mean, the city, they take out the M in the word Columbus. The mayor in the city, they make it where you can't use the letter M. I mean, it's official. So this game is real. I mean, this is not a game. So living in that household, I can only imagine because walking
it,
through
it
that
stresses me. I have
campus
to wear
doing that.
But you know what's also ironic? I just found out a little fun fact today that Harbaugh and Meyer, they are both from Toledo, and they were both born in the same hospital.
Get out. Wow, so this is personal, man. This is personal.
Yeah, it's like my umbilical cord beats your umbilical cord. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah,
but
it's personal.
That's what they do.
That's what they do. I can't. This is. I was telling my. I have some family in town for Thanksgiving, and let me go back to speaking of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving for the first time ever, I hosted. It had to come to me because let me tell my listeners, you know, but I had to have surgery last week. And last week, y'all, I literally slept through the tomboy brunch Saturday. I mean, after surgery, they put you on some drugs where you literally don't feel no pain and you don't wake up.
They're awesome.
I mean, they're awesome. They really are. They really are.
Best ever.
Since Eddie kept calling me names, I said, this week I've been trying to do like him and not take any pain pills because he was calling me names.
Why would you compete with that knucklehead?
Honey. Because he'd get on my nerves. But anywho, so last week, y'all, that was the first time ever Tomboy Brunch did not air. So, and that's why I did not forget about y'all. I felt the love. Thank you for the prayers, the texts. Y'all hit me up on social media. What's wrong? I appreciate the love. And my mom's here. And so family, so let me get back to my story. Everybody Thanksgiving has a drunk uncle story. Right? So let me share my drunk uncle story. Tammy, last night, we in here, my brother and his wife and their kids, my nephews and my aunt and uncle are here. And my uncle is a workaholic, like my pawpaw, my grandfather was. They don't miss. He worked on Thanksgiving and got off at like 7 o'clock that evening, but they don't miss work ever. And then when they don't work, though, he didn't have to work the next day. Uncle, enjoy yourself. Spend the night. You ain't got to go home, blah, blah, blah. And he did. He enjoyed himself. So he went out on my patio last night after I'm going to go ahead and say he killed a bottle of gin. And he went outside on patio. Yeah, he went outside on my patio. He said, I'm about to go smoke this cigarette, and then I'm going to bed. And by this time, it was maybe somewhere between 10 and 11 o'clock at night, and my shoulder, because I've been trying to rehab, was on fire. And I, so I went to bed, and all of a sudden on my, I heard, boom, 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 boom. I mean, oh, my gosh. I said, somebody don't, I thought he fell off the balcony. That's how hard and loud it was, Candace.
Wow.
Yeah, my uncle was on the ground, JJ standing over him. My patio table died. I mean, he fell on top of the table.
Oh, no.
When I said he fell on top of the table and crushed my patio table, the chairs went everywhere. And I came, Pizza, is he okay? And they're like, yeah. And then I came and got back into bed. But this morning, you know, I wouldn't let him have it. And he was leading up to it. He was, we were looking at him. You can tell with every step he was concentrating and he was doing, you know, he knew he was at his limit. So that's why, and he even said, I'm going to have the cigarette, then I'm going to bed. He knew he was done, but he couldn't finish that last piece. But Tammy, Uncle Darryl was all, I said I wouldn't go say his name. Uncle Darryl was all out on the patio. Yeah, now that I don't say it, but it was funny. So that was my, and I told him that earlier this morning. I said, now I got a drunk uncle story at Thanksgiving. Everybody has that drunk uncle. And he died laughing too. We actually recreated a picture and sent it to my mom's other brothers. So, yeah. But how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. I literally sat. I cooked most of the food, and after it was done, I literally ate all of it. So,
I rolled around the house with my stomach hanging proud, and I didn't care that the spandex was really point where you could see, like, the little shiny part. You know how you stretch your spandex so hard it's shiny? I didn't care. I was doing me.
Oh.
I was doing me. And then yesterday, I spent all day eating desserts. I'm just going to start fresh on Monday with a gang of laxatives and the gym.
Look at you. Kids, don't listen to Aunt Tammy. That last little part.
It will.
100. But, you know what, this one was, like I said, really cool because, one, though, my right hand, I couldn't get it. Eating with your left hand will make you lose weight because I kept trying to.
Not when you're hungry.
I'm trying to pile up my fork. I'm trying to pile up my fork, and it keeps falling off. And then my kind-hearted brother JJ said, here, let me help you with the macaroni and cheese. I love my mom's macaroni and cheese. For y'all that don't know me, my mother's macaroni and cheese is covered, smothered, and butter and cheese and baked perfectly, baked to perfection. So I piled a big plate on it, and I kept trying to take big scoops, and it kept falling off, giving me two or three noodles. So he said, here, let me help you. I'm like, first I looked at him sideways, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, he feels sorry for his little sister. But he scooped it up, brought it to my mouth, and then brought it away and put it in his. Yes. And okay, that's funny. And girl, but he did it again. Girl, you talking about mad at him and everybody laughing. But like I say, that's a good way to lose weight. That's a good way to lose weight.
I would
But we had macaroni and cheese, baked ham, turkey, dressings of all kinds, different kinds of gravies. Tana made all kinds of different desserts and pies.
Ooh, which one?
What
kind?
Cakes,
you know, I love dessert. That's my favorite
custard
part.
Pies,
what did
pecan
you make?
Pies, sweet potato pies. There was a Snickers cheesecake pie that she made that was off the chain.
Oh,
well, you probably
Jesus.
Wouldn't like
I'm
it.
I'm going to get on my
but
knees and pray.
Snickers. It was so good, too. And like I said, at the end of this, I'm going to be ambidextrous because I was working my left hand by last night. By last night, I had it. So I was in there. But I had a really, really good Thanksgiving on Thursday. Very thankful.
Yeah.
The surgery was unexpected, but it brought us all together. Like my mom and my uncle, my brother, they hadn't seen each other in a while. So it was, and they still
I'm not
here.
Sure why it was
Negroes
unexpected
are supposed to leave.
I've been telling you for a whole month, you're going to have surgery.
Why are you bringing up old stuff?
I'm just because I like to be right.
Why are you bringing up?
It's a
habit.
And
you didn't know that I was. You was just guessing.
What?
You were just guessing.
You forgot I just
it was
had
a 50-50 chance.
Rotator cuff torn shoulder here in the house. I knew exactly what you were going through, Sister Hot Swat. You just don't need to act like you don't know what I'm talking about.
It was, y'all. When I say the pain, and I took myself to the emergency room, that's how bad it was. Y'all ever had that pain like that on the outside? You couldn't tell. You know, I looked like I was perturbed and like, oh, my goodness, but you couldn't see it. But in the inside, I was dying. And I just now thinking about it broke my spirit. I couldn't get no work done because I'd be looking at people talking and frowning. I'd be straight frowning. They know it was wrong. I couldn't post on social media like I wanted to. I mean, my whole
arm.
Then it started tingling. That's when I went to the emergency room. It started tingling in my arm. It started at my neck and shoulder and then went down my arm. And after two MRIs and x-rays, a set of x-rays, it was determined that I needed and went to an orthopedic surgeon and had orthoscopic surgery on my and now try to make me go to rehab. And I say yes.
I
can't even lift my arm up over. Yeah, I can't even lift my arm like to my waist right now. But before I couldn't lift just barely up above my knee. So I made a 2 or 3 inch progress. So I'm moving, I'm working, I'm coming back like, right, you know, so I'm coming back bigger than ever. And my mom has been here. She's a great nurse. But she became.
Now she's a tyrant therapist.
Yes. I call her Killer Kathy. She's just, and she rolls her eyes and stuff. So I'm trying to get better for her so she can be able to get on the plane and go into her settings and surroundings. We love each other, but yeah, this is different. I don't think she knew what she signed up for.
Well, I'm sure as a mother, she knew it was going to be something. And she know how you like to whine.
I know. And I think that but I do enjoy her sponge baths. Makes me feel like a baby.
She's so gentle, you know, the stitches, and she was just handling the wound and the little sponge bath and the little water tub.
Yeah, that's my mama. God. I love her. And she came through and she came down literally in an instant. So, and so did my brother Jay. So, my people came and helped me out. So, I'm good. So,
okay,
let's do that. But let's go back to the games on Thursday. Mm. Thanksgiving football was off the chain. We had a good game with Minnesota and Detroit that went down to a field goal. And Detroit went ahead and kicked it in, which was a lot of pressure considering the week before. You remember it was an NFL record for most punt attempt missed.
Uh-huh.
It was 12.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
Kicking this week is shaking, you know. But Detroit pulled it through.
Yeah, and I'm pretty proud of both teams because they're actually honestly, to be truthful, the league seems like say a little over 500 is the norm right now. But Minnesota.
Wait, hold on, Tam. Hold on. We got somebody that's calling in all late. Hold on.
Well, look at God.
Okay.
Miscommunication, man. Miscommunication.
But here, we already told her. We said she's going to be here eventually. We said she's going to be here eventually because she's our old faithful. We don't know when, but she will show up.
My life.
What's up, Mo Mac?
How was everyone's Thanksgiving?
It was awesome.
You missed it.
And I saw on Facebook how you offered food and shelter to anyone on the street. I thought that was very humanitarian of you.
And no one should be up on my offer. And I still got
all right. They don't know how well
food left. That's what happens when you're a single woman and you enjoy Thanksgiving dinner. You don't have a family of your own to feed. So.
Well, dry freeze it and send it down here because I don't feel like cooking next week.
I am not cooking for Christmas. I'm going to be having me a bowl of soup. Although I may just do a dessert though for Christmas, but that's about it.
Oh yeah, we have some good desserts. Good.
But back to football Thanksgiving. What were you saying about Detroit and Minnesota, Tammy?
With all of the injuries that they both are having to endure, they've been doing well, especially Minnesota. They lost their prize bull in the beginning of the season, and they're still holding in there. They're still winning games, and they still look like they can actually compete. Now, I can't remember who the backup running back is, but he's actually been doing okay. He's not, of course, he's not nowhere near the caliber of running back that they but he's holding his own. And I mean, they're not 0-11 right now. They're doing okay. And Detroit as well.
Yeah.
I feel bad almost slightly for Megatron. When he left, his reason for leaving, he was tired of losing. And his request was that I'll come back if we become a contender. He didn't believe in them enough. Now they're actually contending. It's so messed up. But give him props.
And
he came in third on Dancing with the Stars. Look at God. Yeah.
That's what I was about to say. And he still lost in his post-career. He made it top three, but who remembers third, you know? And
I came in top four, final four in Survivor. People still remember me, damn it.
That's because you were one of the only black girls, not because you got two.
And he was one of the only black guys, all right?
Let's keep it real. But then the second game of the day, Redskins and Cowboys for Turducken. But that was
what it is.
Started out as a good game, but then the Cowboys, boy, Jerry Jones was in his suite just jumping and for joy, and he loving him some Dak and Ezekiel.
He's letting them park in his face.
Okay. And for the first time ever since they started doing the turducken. They had co-MVP. So he, they both
and they
of them
deserve it.
Did it.
I honestly think they both co-league MVP and co-rookie MVP. You can't give one without giving the other. You can't. You just can't.
Yeah.
I mean, that. You can't catch that man. He is so like oil is on him. He's so fast. These defenders, they just seem to catch him, and before you look, he's gone, tossing that ball down the field, and somebody got it. Or with that line, that offensive line is one of the best lines in this league. They have averaged 126 yards per carry. No, 6 yards per carry on 126 carry. But they are giving that little young man, Ezekiel, the time of his life in his rookie season.
Yes.
Most rookies don't get that
opportunity.
They come in, especially when you're a top draft, you go to the worst team, and which Dallas wasn't bad, but they didn't win a lot of games. Then you have
Tony stayed hurt all the time. That's why they had a good team, but Tony stayed hurt. They had a good team, but the holes that Ezekiel has, I mean, they open up holes
for
him.
And he's already fast.
Right. So you add that, and then I mean, he's playing just like how he was going through defenses in Ohio State. Like, he hasn't stopped the beat. And then Thursday post-game, he was saying he was a little tired because of the, you know, they played Sunday then again on Thursday. He said, but because they were asking him, does he think he's going to ever hit that rookie wall where all of these big games are going to stop? And he goes, no. He goes, I'm a little tired this week for these close games. He goes, but I feel like we can take it all the way through. I'm ready. Dak, we're going. So
I see them in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But before we talk about any more football, let's talk about his half shirt.
Oh,
is that the guy that wears the half shirt?
Because y'all know I don't watch football, so I was just listening.
Yes, but that shirt was clean.
But I do know about the guy wearing the half shirt. I do know who that is.
Yes, his shirt was clean and dry, as if after the game, he went back to the locker room, took off his jersey, cut up a new one, and put it back on.
And you know what? He didn't even cut up a new one because it looked like he just grabbed his hand and told somebody, pull. Yank, because it was all lopsided and stuff.
And
it looked like too
snug. Like, isn't it supposed to hang up? And his was all snug and in a bug and whatnot. And it was just, I said, you work, honey. You better work.
But you know what? It seems like that's how this generation is now. Like, Odell, some of the stuff that they're wearing, Russell Westbrook, some of the stuff wear at their press conferences. I guess we grew up in a different generation because I don't know how I'm feeling about these skinny jeans. Well, I do know.
They're too skinny. They're too skinny and they're
Nor
too
do
tight.
I want them hanging off down past your butt either. But we got
to
find a happy medium.
Levi's, straight leg Levi's. What happened to those?
Well, I just think I probably have a different perspective, and I give more power to a man if he can walk out in some of the stuff that they wear and still feel confident. Especially in today's society, we all are like kind of pressured to fit into a certain box, kind of. So, not saying I would want my man to run around in it all the time, but I don't know. I give them credit because, especially as a young man,
with confidence.
Today's, right?
They're doing.
They don't look like they're nervous
about it. Right, and a day later there'll be memes all over the internet, but they keep doing it because Cam Newton and these hats. He
they
looks like
a
somebody
ass
off of a Disney movie.
For me,
with these hats and feathers.
After he got knocked out of the game and he had that yellow suit on with the Batman hat, the memes were hilarious. They were like, Superman, she's come out in the daylight outfit.
I didn't see that outfit.
Oh, man. And Russell Westbrook, he came to one game with a, what do you call it, official photographer vest on.
Yeah.
And they're like, what is that? But it's like he went to the media and said, ooh, can I wear your vest?
They're all
cute
young men, but they're making themselves look like I don't know, crossover. It takes away from their looks.
Yeah. You can't concentrate. Because all I keep saying is, I don't think they'll be able to have children if they get them any skinnier. I mean, I'm talking.
You know what?
Well, that's why they had their kids in college.
I'm sorry, Odell Beckham is still fine in his skinny jeans, in his weird dancing, whatever.
Fine,
he's fine.
I'm gonna hate his Instagram little videos when he's in the back and the guy's coming out of the water in front of him. Nope, nothing like that.
You know, half of me thinks that he do this stuff just to have people talking too.
He does. He's a tech board.
But the thing about it is, the ones where he posts his phone up and takes videos of himself walking the runway, and he walks it better than a lot of women I know. I mean, he twists that shade.
Yeah, again,
shade,
I just look
boom.
At it as he's just doing that to get attention.
Entertainment.
Yeah.
But
I think it's working. We're
talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's something we're talking about. What? What'd you say?
I said, well, I'm just going to stop talking.
Oh, sorry.
I don't want to talk about it
anymore. No, and what else did I want to tell you? And let me put this in my little plug in here, too, because, like, for the last 6 months, y'all know I've been working on my hustler line, and I had this whole big White Friday sale that I was going to launch during Thanksgiving week. But, like I said, my arm broke my spirit. Broke everything, but I tried to do it.
Big shout out.
Yes, that too, literally. But big shout out to all those who have been purchasing the new fall collection, hip hop collection, because all three of us are huge classic hip hop fans. Not this new, but we could really understand what they were saying. And four of my favorite groups were Run DMC, Naughty by Nature, A Tribe Called Quest, and those three. I'm like, Run DMC, Tribe Called Quest, and Naughty by Nature. I love. So, and big shout out to A Tribe Called Quest for their last album. It's number one still on the charts right now.
And it deserves it.
So good. It does. It's a classic. And every time, I don't know if y'all caught that Saturday Night Live. Yeah, did you see it on Saturday Night Live? Did y'all cry?
Also Saturday Night Live. I didn't cry,
but I
definitely miss Fife Dawg because he's one hell of a dude. I really, really miss him to death. Knowing him personally, he was a great dude. He made me feel like I could do anything. I remember one time he came up to me and he's like, "We need to do a song together, yo." And I was like, "Me? No, you mean Coco?" Because I'm thinking everybody always mistake me for Coco. I'm like, no, I'm not Coco. You think I'm Coco. He said, "No, Ty, it's you. I want to do a song with you." I was like, oh, my God. And then he got sick right after that. He had his diabetes. He had a stroke, and it just – he never got better.
Oh. I could see that, though. Y'all could have made some nice little tight little hip-hop little song smoothed out with the R&B.
Yeah, I would have given him my all just because he believed in me enough to actually want me that much. I would have given him 110%.
Yeah, I could see that. Y'all personalities, I could see that happen. But his birthday was also this past week in the streets in Brooklyn where he grew up, and they renamed it Fife Dawg Way. I thought that was real cool. I saw the pictures and the ceremony and everything, the naming ceremony online, and it was everybody was moved. I mean, that was nice. What is it, Linden Boulevard and 192nd?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that corner, I keep seeing that. So that was cool. R.I.P. to Fife Dawg. But
then
today
he got sick. Yeah.
Aww. That was sick, but yeah. But that was cool.
And
so,
whatnot and what happened.
Moment of silence. And what else? Dogs. What happened?
Huh?
Don't know.
Oh, she
what happened?
We were doing
I
a moment
hear.
Of silence for Fife Dawg, and you said, huh?
Oh, sorry.
She didn't mean it, Fife. Yeah.
Sorry.
But yeah. But, okay, let's talk a little bit about, y'all, shout out to the White Friday sale. It's going on through Sunday, and use the promo code
FRESH
for 15% off. Yeah. Yeah, thank you to all those who have already purchased.
I didn't put in my 15% code. I need my 15% back.
Oops. It's steady. See, you don't follow directions. And next time I hear you say that to her, I'm going to bring this up. No,
you
just consider that a donation.
I was trying to help you.
And I appreciate it, too. I appreciate it. And Mona, too. Mona looked out and everything. I appreciate y'all. That's why y'all my sisters and my people, and we can do this. But back to college football. What do y'all think about Texas firing Charlie Strong?
Well, you know what? If these young guys got to understand, there's a big, especially the big D1 schools, you can't breathe hard without people coming down your back, especially the young brothers. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're innocent, it doesn't matter. Whatever happens, they're going to look at it because you're taking away from their pockets. Whatever you do,
mm-hmm.
it takes away from their pockets because they don't want you to make a dime until you go into the NFL. Then they want to be responsible
yep.
for you. We put him there. So I just – you keep making the same mistakes. We keep stepping on the same toes. I don't even know what to say. I really can't.
I realize, because Charlie Strong as a man and what he's done for those young men, I know a couple of guys who played with him have graduated within the last 3 or 4 years that he's been there, and they say he's a great coach, motivating, inspiring, but
yeah.
He even said this in a statement, at the end of the day, you know, it comes down to wins and losses, and unfortunately, they were on the other side, the failing side. I mean, his past three seasons, I think it was like 7-6, and then they've been 5-7 and 5-7. And in college football, which is now $100+ million, you know, business, you can't have those kind of numbers. It does. It comes down to numbers.
Right.
Nothing against him as a man, but you're right, because the man coming through the program has been good, but Texas. And Jerry Jones, they looking at wins and losses.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yeah, I don't.
Bless the sun.
Y'all know I don't follow. I'm sorry. I don't have no idea when it comes to sports. I'm a lost soul.
That's
what you got us.
That's
for.
Why we call it brunch. It's a little sprinkle of everything. You know, it's a little sprinkle of everything. And I'm not going to take up too much of you ladies' time. If they, Mona, give you, how
okay,
can we get in contact and follow you? People
up
be hitting
here.
You up.
Yeah, and my husband just walked in here and was like, you missing the beginning of the game.
Ooh, well, how can we get in touch with you, Taj George, a.k.a. Steel, a.k.a. Tony, a.k.a. Amma, because he's not calling you mom.
Okay.
Eric is calling you Om.
Yes.
How's the album? Where can we see you? What's going on?
The album is can use your support. Purchase more and more every day.
Yes.
Yes.
And, as always, absolutely. And it's
yes,
dope. It's dope.
Yes.
If y'all have been under a rock and haven't heard their latest album, Still, the title is implicit. It's Still classic.
It's the bomb digs.
Yes, you can stream it on Spotify, people. You can stream it on Spotify. I'm just saying.
Yep.
But if you don't want to do
just
that, just go buy it on iTunes.
Right. But Spotify helps, too.
And
that
Mo,
counts.
What you got going on?
Just, you know, regular stuff. Chilling.
Yeah.
Oh, word.
Minding
just
my business.
Just move.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Chilling.
And you can reach me
ladies,
on all my socials at Taj George. I'm not finished. They can reach me on all my socials.
See how she do?
At Taj. I ain't finished. At Taj George. Okay, call.
And how can we reach Mo Max?
Well, you can reach me on IG at One Red Stiletto. You can reach me on Twitter at Fashion Fiend. Yeah, there you go. Fashion Fiend or One Red Stiletto.
Fashion Fiend. And that she is, Fashion Fiend. And you guys hit the Tomboy Brunch up at The Tomboy Brunch, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And me, I run all that so I can get you on there too. And again, the White Friday sale is going on until tomorrow at midnight. And thanks for the support. Ladies, I love y'all. They are my go-tos. I call them. And this is how we have brunch. So thank you for
and
listening.
I want my 15%. I'm calling
there
somebody.
There she go. You know,
I'm
a call
it real.
Customer
I'm
service.
Keeping it real.
You know what, Tammy? Yeah, and you know,
I'm
call
talking
customer
to customer service,
service and,
right now.
And see, that's what I was going to say. And see if it'll ring to my phone. But all of these things, because I want to be like, what? But, yeah, so until next week, sports, entertainment, and mimosas. We'll talk to y'all next week. We got some big stuff coming up. Happy Thanksgiving
yes,
weekend.
They were.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
Peace.
Later.